Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's go to Jen Sabella. Jen, my good friend, works over at Block Club Chicago, editor there, and does incredible work. Jen, thanks for joining us here day after the Christmas.
Thanks for having me, John.
So,
I miss you.
I know. I miss you, too. We used to work together at DNA Info, churning out a lot of copy and great stories. And I'm so happy that Block Club Chicago is here. It's been around, oh, boy, what, a year and a half already, Jen?
Yes, it's wild. A year and a half, right about there, yes.
And the good news keeps on coming, and then I know you guys expand. You know, DNA Info was great in its vastness. It was a big staff covering a lot of different neighborhoods. Block Club started a little bit smaller, just a little bit more manageable. It's a nonprofit. But you guys continue to look for new spots and continue to hire new people, right? You guys are a growing organization.
We are. We're going to be starting cover a couple new neighborhoods in 2020, which we're really excited about. We're partnering with Report for America to cover Lakeview and Lincoln Park, which was a really big spot for our DNA Info readers. So we've heard of a lot from a lot of people in those neighborhoods, like, let's go, get back here. So we're really excited about that. And yeah, it's been an exciting year. We're actually trying to reach 10,000 subscribers by the end of 2019, and we're about 200 people away.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
So close. Yeah. So it's an exciting time.
And I know we love to equate things to cups of coffee just to kind of put it in perspective. I think it's probably an overused trope that we do, but Block Club Chicago, really, I have had more expensive drinks of coffee when I get like an extra shot in my venti and than Block Club Chicago once a month.
Exactly. And I always say I can't live without my coffee, but I can live without that extra beer at the end of the night when I'm out and then I regret the next morning. So
yeah,
that's
shot of Malort. Just put it away and get some local news.
Oh, Lord. So we're only $50 right now. We're on sale only until the end of the year, for the whole year. So it's about $5 a month.
That's incredible.
$50 for the year.
And here's the thing is that I think a lot of people, I hope the tide is changing. I think, you know, since obviously the internet's been around for a long time, people have been like, well, I can get my news for free. But I think that people are starting to see the value, not only from organizations like yours, but even the big ones, Washington Post, New York Times. I used to never pay for any of those subscriptions, but I was so sick of getting that firewall. And now more than ever, whether it's local or national news, I hope at least people are starting to get that, yeah, you might have to pay to get the news that you want, but that's going to make it a better product.
Exactly. And I think it's just so much better for us as a news organization to be accountable to the people we serve and the communities we cover over advertisers or one owner or, you know, conglomeration. We're accountable to you. So we always get emails saying, I'm a subscriber and I'd love to see this story. And, you know, we're listening. So it makes us accountable. And I think that's really important. And I think also the shutdown of DNA Info, people realized, hey, if I don't pay for this, it's going to go away again, and I really missed it, so I better kick in a few bucks while I can.
DNA Info and WGN Radio had a great partnership. It continues having you guys on all the time here with Block Club Chicago. But for those that maybe are driving around or they just have never heard of what we're talking about, local news website covering really anything and everything.
Exactly. Like stories from the neighborhoods, we actually have become pretty well known for breaking the Chance the Snapper story,
yeah.
which is just kind of it's kind of funny because it became this big story. But to us, it was like an everyday weird story that a neighbor called in the newsroom and said, hey, I just saw a gator on my run in Humble Park. And
if you've never worked in a newsroom, you get some weird calls. So I'm sure
exactly.
Seamus Toomey was like, yeah, okay, buddy.
Yeah, we like, you know, we're unique in that we get excited about these things. Like, we know that our readers love like urban animal stories is what we call them. So, you know, we live in a big city. We don't see a lot of wildlife, especially alligators, because they are not native to the region. But so when we heard this, we're like, let's get on it right away, which is just kind of our thing. We'll show up. We're there. We checked it out. We thought it could be a log or something, which is also what the first gator trappers thought. and it turned into this big story, and it really helped put us on the map which is, it's a funny story to put us on the map, but we do a lot of other work as well, covering a lot of meetings in the neighborhoods, a lot of development, and just like interesting people that make the neighborhoods what they are. We did something on the big house in Logan Square that everyone visits every year because it's so elaborately decorated for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
We did a big story on one of my favorite stories of the year, actually. I'm Black Cowboys on the Chicago South Side, out of South Shore's Broken Arrow Riding Club, and how Lil Nas X's Old Town Road has really renewed interest in riding in the Black community in Chicago, horseback riding. So we're all over the place. If it's interesting, it's news to us.
Yeah, I hope you could talk a little bit about the idea of, you know, you mentioned when the Gator report came in, sending boots on the ground there to check it out. Boy, a lot of outlets these days don't have the opportunity. I mean, a lot of our journalism, and some of it has to be done, obviously, over the phone and over email. And look, that's never going away. But there's something about walking a beat, literally walking it and finding stories or checking stories out person to person.
Exactly. And I think that that's what makes us different. Our reporters are all based in the neighborhoods they cover, and most of them actually live in the neighborhoods they cover. So, you know, as a resident of a place, you just like end up knowing more about it. You know what the neighbors care about. You know about that restaurant on the corner and that business, that long time business. So I think that having those reporters on the ground every day, A, we notice things faster, and B, we can get there faster, but we also just have this like connection to people. We know who to talk to. Instead of always using just official sources, you know, from the city or a politician, we can talk to the stakeholders in the neighborhood. We know who's you know, paying attention and who has the best interests of the neighborhood at heart.
You've listed off a couple stories. Were there any other ones that you pulled that you love from the year that people might either have heard of or maybe they didn't?
One story that was pretty impactful was by another one by Mina Bloom, our Logan Square Humboldt Park reporter. She covered a 65th Infantry affordable housing complex in Humboldt Park that had a ton of problems. Basically, it was built to help veterans get, you know, job training and housing and therapy and different services. And the residents there were really afraid to speak up, but she was able to talk to them and document some of the problems with the building. And just months after her story, the residents there reached out to thank her because it's completely turned around. So it's just something like that. Like, she was hearing from people in the neighborhood that there were problems at this affordable housing complex for veterans. And this is one of those things that when it opened, it was a big, like, you know, ribbon cutting where all the politicians show up and pat themselves on the back. So just like staying on it and making sure that the people are getting what they deserve and getting, you know, the services that they were promised. And I think that's important that people in the neighborhood have somebody they can turn to. We're always there. We're a tweet away. We respond on Instagram. And a lot of the times we just say, hey, you know, our reporters will say, we're in the neighborhood at this cafe until, you know, 1 o'clock. Come by and pitch us the story.
That's great. Block Club Chicago doing incredible work. For $50, you can get a subscription for the entire 2020. And that's just till the end of the year that deal is. Let's try and get them, what, 200 more? Oh, more than that. But let's try and get you to 10,000 by the end of the day, Jen.
Yes, that's the big goal. We'll be very excited if we hit that.
Jen, thanks so much, and thanks always to all of your reporters for being willing to call in here on WGN. We appreciate that relationship.
Yeah, we love you guys, and thank you so much, and have a great Boxing Day.
Yeah,
is that a British thing?
Yeah, yes, it's a Canadian thing, if I think I remember.
Oh,
I'll Google that
okay,
during the break. Tell Ellie I said hi. Let's grab some drinks, Jen, okay?
That sounds great.